Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy. Andrea is off today. Well, we've got the first lady and gentleman of health and green and all that good stuff, Lisa and Ron Barris. They're going to talk about the ABCs of plastics. Hello, Lisa. Hello, Ron.
Hello, Lisa.
Yes, we are going to get right into it and give you the ABCs of plastics. Oh, my goodness. So just to start, we talked a little bit about plastics before, but the first thing everyone needs to do is to get to know their triangles. And what this is these are the resin identification code, and they're made by the Society of Plastics Industry. So if you look at the bottom of most of your plastic containers, drinking beverage holders, anything like that, you'll see a triangle with a number inside. And that's really made for recycling purposes, but it will tell us what type of plastic it is. And this can tell us a lot about health. So that's what we're going to focus on today. We're going to go through all the plastics so you know what you're dealing with, which item you're using, and which ones you need to avoid. So we're going to start with number one.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's really great. People just don't really pay attention. We all hear, oh, plastic's so bad, and really it is. But some are worse than others, and we can definitely make safer choices. So number one, when you see the number one inside the triangle, that is polyethylene terephthalate, otherwise known as PET. And you're going to find this in your single-use drinking bottle. So bottled water will almost always be a number one. If you've got a drink in front of you right now, look at it. It's, to-go cups, those are usually number one as well. Okay, and so that's just to give you an idea of what that is. Number two is high-density polyethylene, HDPE. And this is used in milk bottles and cloudy liquid detergent bottles and shampoo bottles. I do want to go back to number one, though, really quick, because I forgot to mention this. And just to give you a solution, which we're going to get to at the end, we definitely advise against bottled water for millions of reasons. One, it's vastly expensive. Two, it's not as healthy, and it's just contributing to a lot of toxic waste in our landfills. So the best thing you can do is to get a reusable stainless steel or glass bottle and filter your tap water at home. It's been proven by so many independent studies that this is the safest way to drink water. It's better for you, it's better for your wallet, and it's better for the environment. So I did want to say that on number one. And then number three is the worst plastic of all, and this is PVC, otherwise known as polyvinyl chloride or vinyl. And you're going to find this in meat wrap, cooking oil bottles. We talked about this because phthalates are used in PVC to soften the plastic. So anywhere you see phthalates, you're probably going to find PVC plastic, such as your shower curtains, vinyl flooring, and the list goes on. A lot of children's toys, things like that, soft plastic.
And Lisa, number four, and there's actually seven of them, so there is an end. But low-density polyethylene, really it's used in the cling wrap, the grocery bags, the sandwich bags, that's number four. Number five is polypropylene. It's used commonly in yogurt cups and ketchup bottles. Number six, many of us might recognize this, polystyrene. And the reason why is because this is the disposable coffee cups, the clamshell-like containers that are often used in carryout. That's the number six. And the number seven really is other. And so it's anything but the other six plastics. And unfortunately, within seven, there's the plastic polycarbonate, which contains a bisphenol A, BPA, which we did a segment with you before, Lisa, on the dangers of BPA. And I'll do a little review here. Basically, in 2013, a review of research in the Journal of Endocrine Disruptors found that BPA is associated with obesity, cardiovascular disease, and in serious conditions in many adults. It's also linked to even breast and prostate cancer and even diabetes. And BPA, this plastic number seven, is commonly found even in the food lining of cans, dental devices, even cashier register receipts. But
right, the thermal coating.
The thermal coating. But number seven is confusing because it's other. And so if it says BPA-free, that is There's renewable recyclable plastics in number seven as well. BPA free is another option within seven, which is there's some questions about too, but it's supposedly healthier. So if you see that in baby bottles and reusable water bottles, that is what seven is too. But
okay, well, just to clarify, that would be older baby bottles because it's no longer used in baby bottles. But remember, like Ron said, when you see just the number seven or PC, that's what you want to avoid. If you see seven other, that can indicate that it's safe, and that may be renewable resources. So those are, I don't know why I just didn't name it eight and make it easier on all of us, but they decided to name it seven and confuse us. So seven with a PC or just a seven, avoid. Seven with other is likely a renewable resource, like plastic or corn-based plastics.
Okay, but absolutely. One through six we should avoid then? Is that correct?
Now, ultimately, you want to avoid three, six, and seven. Those are the chlorinated plastics, and 3, 6, and 7 are very harmful. We don't have time to get into all the health effects of PVC and what phthalates, you know, the endocrine disrupting. That's really what we're talking about with a lot of these plastics, is how they wreak havoc on our hormonal system and mimic estrogen, a lot of these chemicals, and that's why they're linked to so many of the illnesses that Ron just listed. But there was a study done in Environmental Health Perspectives that tested about 455 different plastic products, everything from plastic storage containers to even plastic bags, and they literally found that some type of estrogenic chemical leached from 95% of all the plastics tested, including the food wraps and even 98% of the plastic bags. So I really want to preface this by saying, ultimately, the best thing is to avoid plastics altogether. They're, you know, made from a non-renewable resource. This study to me was really profound. And even the new plastics, the BPA-free plastics, which they're using PETG and PES, these are new clear hard plastics that were replacing BPA. They even found estrogenic activity leaching from these. So I think this study is pretty profound for all of us, and Ron will give you some good examples of what to use instead.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously it goes without saying, we've talked about this many times in the show, to stick with glass or ceramic for food storage. And if you are going to be using, you know, drinking from a plastic water bottle that you purchased from the store, chances are it's a number one, and you shouldn't do it. But if you do, it's a single use. Obviously, don't refill it. It's definitely not meant for reuse. Stay away from that, and also use a glass or, you know, container instead for your drinking water, or even for cooking Corningware. That's, you know, a great alternative. Or just look for healthy alternatives than plastic.
Ceramics and glass for cooking, stainless steel, and obviously stainless steel and glass for your drinking bottles is great. The other thing I was going to say about the number one, because so many people use these on a daily basis, number one, like Ron said, that's meant for single use. And what happens after you use those water bottles is they get scratched on the inside and worn. And a lot of people will reuse them, and they can harbor bacteria, let alone plastic chemicals that can actually leach into the liquid. Kind of goes without saying that you would never want to microwave plastics, because that's going to speed up any leaching of chemicals from these plastics that we're talking about. So any, like, extreme temperatures, leaving stuff in your car in the hot heat, and freezing, things like that.
Well, I want to thank you both. We love having you on the show every other week. It's fabulous. You can learn more by going to www.ronandlisa.com and follow them at Ron and Lisa. Thank you both so much. Until next time. You're listening to Naturally Savvy. Follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, and stay well.